Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the show. Let me make sure everything is correct because I don't need these problems in my life. Hold on. I'm coming. Okay. Everything is copacetic. Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
First let me start by saying, y'all, forgive me if I sound nasally. I'm dealing with some sinus issues. Y'all know it's that time of the year for me. And so, yeah, I'm dealing with whatever I got going on. Doc said the audio and video is good. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you so much. So I'm dealing with some things in the nasal passages. It's okay. I've been medicating myself. I feel okay, but it's a thing. It's a whole thing. So forgive me in advance. Today, my friends, today is Media Monday. It is. Today, they don't let me down on Media Mondays, but today is the day that we, that we jump into what's going on. Hold on, what you say? You shifted the cam, can't see the neon light. No, I didn't shift the cam. The cam shifted itself, baby. I don't shift nothing. There you go. There go the neon light. Anyway, these are not things that I'm worried about right now. Like I said, I'm dealing with nasal passages right now, and I don't care. I don't. But I'm here to do what I came to do every freaking Monday. Which is Media Monday. You're right, Doc. Correct. It is. I don't care about none of that. It's not that important to me. Today is Media Monday. Today, we came to talk about what's going on And we're going to talk about it. I have a few things on my agenda to talk about because we are on the Gab beat. We are. And I'm going to talk about them. But before I talk about these things, let me say this. Join the conversation. Call in, text, or drop a comment. The number, if you want to call in or text, is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. If you would like to talk about us about anything, advertisements, sponsorships, you wanna get your music played on a radio station so you can get your good publishing going. You wanna sit down for an interview. You just wanna say hi. You got some gab you wanna send my way? Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. I really want you to hit the like button. So hit it right now if you're in the building. Like it, baby. Like it. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. I will get back to that in later on. So again, I'm dealing with some, I don't have a cold. But I am dealing with some sinus issues right now. So please forgive me if I sound nasally, but it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. I can't help what the Most High deems necessary at the moment. And that's what it is. Okay. And I might take some deep breaths too, because with me dealing with the nasally sinus issues, I'm really forcing it more in my mouth, like breathing from my mouth, than I am from my nose, because it's crazy. It's crazy right now, but I'm okay. Everything's fine. It's media in my day, y'all. Listen, it's a lot. I wanted to do this one thing first, because I'm a mom. I'm a parent and I'm a mom first. And anytime a parent is advocating for their children, I'm here. So Trader Truth is dealing with some things right now. So he decided, So Trader Truth used the recording studio this week to vent frustrations over exhausting search for his missing child. This one, again, I'm a parent, so for me, this one hits home. So what is being said, there's a hunt to find her has intensified. So his hunt to find her has intensified. If you don't know, his daughter has been missing for a while. So on Friday, let's get it together. So on Friday, Trey released the newest track, Letter to Truth, Part 2. A musical apology and plea to his six-year-old daughter, Truth, who he last saw when he dropped her off with her mother back in August. I got some things to say about this one right here. Trey has full custody of his child and said that last week, which was stated last week in L.A., that he's not resting until she's back in his care. Truth's mother's whereabouts are currently unknown, but she was spotted in LA, in the LA area, several weeks ago. So in the song, you can hear the pain of his voice on a new track as he shouts out the laundry list of people helping him look for Truth, his daughter, and prayers for her safety. And he's asking anyone with info to call 911 and or the 1-877-972-2634 hotline. Oh my gosh, this is just crazy. Sources connected to the case tell us that the investigation is now now been open to scope the entire United States beyond California, Texas, where trade is where trade largely resides. Let me tell y'all something. Oh, by the way, I got some announcements later, but this don't have nothing to do with this. One thing as a parent, and I'm gonna every now and again I might go off screen just so I can blow my nose, so forgive me, but one thing as a parent that's always been a fear of mine, and not necessarily now because she's almost 13, so she really can speak for herself unless something crazy happens, and I'm with her all the time, so I don't really worry about these things as much anymore. But one thing, I've always had these dreams of me losing my child. Never necessarily her other parent, but just like her getting lost in some kind of situation, like we'd be in a store, she would get lost. I would wake up in cold sweats. I even had a dream one time that we were at some house, and I don't know why we were there, because I would never put myself in that environment, nor would I ever, ever in my life put her in that environment. But like, even one dream, we was somewhere, I don't know why we was in this house, but I lost her there too. And so that's always been a fear of mine. But to actually be a parent with full custody of your child, to let your child go see the other parent and then that parent disappear with your child is a crazy thing to me. Like, girl, I don't know what y'all situation is. I don't know if money played a part in him getting, I don't know what it is, but what I do know is this. That man he has full custody of his child, which means he takes very good care of his daughter. And he saw fit to make sure that she had time with you, and then you do something silly like disappear with the child. It's crazy to me. Because in my mind, that's compromise. All right. She has two parents. I'm not the only parent. She needs a mom too. So let's reverse the rules. I'm a parent. So I'm the mom that has full custody of my daughter. I want to feel comfortable with knowing that I could take my daughter to see her father and that I'm going to see my daughter's face again. Like, to not see her face every day frightens me. So I can imagine what he's going through right now. To not see my child's face every day. Listen, I meet my daughter at the bus. I take her to the bus stop every day and I wait for the bus. And then I pick her up from the bus stop every day. That is a part of my schedule. So just to imagine, and this baby girl is only 6, just to imagine something that I do every day. And then I can't fathom that in my mind, not being able to be the parent that I'm used to being. So I pray, my prayers to Trade of Truth, his daughter. I hope that her mom comes to her rational. Maybe she doesn't have a rational mind, but maybe she just comes to her senses and realizes that how much she's hurting baby girl more than she's hurting him. And then I find that a lot of parents that do that kind of stuff are trying to hurt the other parent, but you're not hurting the other parent. You're hurting the child. Stop. Cut it out. Like, that's ridiculous. So my prayers, because that's just, I don't even want to think about the fact of my baby girl, not being able to see her every day. That's crazy. Yes, that worry, the unknown would be heavy. I know. And like I said, I spent 19 hours in labor, no epidural, giving birth to my child. So he didn't do the labor part, but he has full custody. That means he takes care of her 24/7. I need us to stop being retarded and start being better parents, because that's why the world looks the way it is. We're not worried about the future. We're only worried about ourselves and what we want. Well, not me, because my daughter is my future, but it's bigger than you. Everything is big. Once you bring a child into this world, it's not about you anymore. It's about the kid. You can still have a life. Nobody's saying that you can't have a life, because I definitely have a life. But my life is adjusted to according to my child's life. So if I want to go out and have a good time, I do that according to her. Stop thinking about yourself and your selfish ass ways and think about that baby girl and what she's missing out on. She might be missing her dad real bad. So return that baby girl to her father. Like, oh my gosh, I can't. Like, that's too much. I can't even imagine in my head, like, just being, I could be separated from my daughter for a couple of days or a day, really, because when she go to spend the night at her best friend's house, by the end of the day, the next day, I'm like, okay, where you at? When you coming home? Like, where's my baby? Because I'm a sucker for my kid, y'all. I'm going to go off camera for 2 seconds because this nose is heavy. But when it comes to my baby girl, yeah. So I can imagine. Oh, I can imagine. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute because I don't want y'all to hear me blow my nose either. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Child, sinuses, they crazy. But in my mind, I know this has to be devastating to him. So I wanted to start with that first so that I can put that information out there. Because it's not only in California and Texas now, it's extended across the United States. So girl, bring that baby back to her father ASAP. Because you messing it up for yourself. And what makes it worse is you messing it up for yourself because now you want to run. So now you never going to see your daughter again because nobody can trust that you're going to be the proper kind of parent and make sure your daughter is good because you ran off with her. So now you won't even be able to see her again. And then by the time you will be able to see her again, it's going to be supervised visitation because look what you just did, stupid. There's other ways to go about that. Court and all that. And I know that he has money. He has more money than you and all that good stuff. But you got to fight the good fight, baby girl. And you're hurting the baby. You're not hurting him. Well, you're hurting him, of course. But you're hurting the baby too. Get it together. Hopefully she is Doc said, hopefully she is found soon. Yeah, I hope she is, because that's just ridiculous. I know all the time people go back and forth about men and women and all. I don't subscribe to that behavior because it's just weirdos. I'm not going to point the finger at a woman. I'm not going to point the finger at a man. But in this case, I'm going to point the finger at her. Take that baby back to where she belonged, and you did the wrong thing. Your fight was all the way retarded because you didn't even do it properly. You took that girl, and you're on the run now, and now it looks crazy on you, and you'll never be able to be in her presence again unsupervised. That's stupid, dumbass. I'm sorry. When it comes to these children, I'm an advocate, and y'all know I am, so it is what it is. So my prayers are true to truth. My prayers to his baby girl. I'm even extending prayers to the baby mama that she gets her life together. Don't do that. That's crazy. Let's move forward. I want to talk about, I haven't talked about this, but I want to talk about I want to get into it. So we all know that the CEO of United Healthcare was hit last week. It was crazy because the alleged hitter comes from here. I know exactly one of the schools that he went to. I know exactly where that is. And then he went to college in Pennsylvania. It's crazy. He has a high-powered attorney. Of course, her name is Karen. Karen Freeman Agnifilo. That's his attorney right now. A husband and wife. So it's a husband and wife. Powerhouse attorney couple are now involved in the biggest crime case in the nation. That child. That Well, they're involved in two of the biggest crime cases of the nation. They're involved in the Diddler case, and then they're involved in Luigi Luigi, the hitter, the alleged hitter, because I don't want to say his last name wrong, even though I really shouldn't care about this. But anyway, so Karen has been retained by Luigi to represent him as he faces murder charges for the slaying of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The top New York attorney has been in the private sector since 2001, after working as the chief assistant district attorney in the Manhattan District Attorney's office under Cyrus Vance Jr. for several years. It is a major development for multiple reasons, including that she is the wife of Mark. I say his name wrong all the time, and I got a letter that we're going to read from him on Wednesday, so I'm just not going to say his name right now, but we're going to read the letter on Wednesday. One of the lawyers representing Diddy. We are definitely in the Twilight Zone right now. Let me see. What? They have a Diddy case too. Well, he has the Diddy case. His wife has Luigi's case. So we have to be specific about the things that we say. What's up, B. Moore Johnson? Thanks for the love. He has the Diddy case. She has the Luigi case. All right. So Mark appeared in the documentary for TMZ, The Downfall and Diddy, the indictment saying that Diddy has been staying positive in jail, working on his defense behind bars, and that the rapper will testify in his criminal case. Now, as for Karen, she is taking a national headline case for Luigi as Luigi fights extradition to NYC. Although the Manhattan DA said on Friday he may soon drop the fight and waive his extradition, his initial attorney, Thomas Dickey, also said that Luigi plans to plead not guilty. Attorney David B. Erwin, who has been advising Luigi's family following Luigi's arrest, said that the suspect shooter's loved one, the suspect Powers' loved ones are in the dark about the case, saying that they don't know. They don't know all of the facts. Luigi was apprehended last week in the Altoona PA McDonald's after a customer spotted and recognized him from widely shared suspect pics, prompting an employee to call the authorities. Oh my gosh. Remember, even with the Diddy case, we read these cases all the time, but even with that case, these are all allegations. We don't know that Luigi definitely did it. We don't know that Diddy definitely did it, although there are a lot of things. But I ain't biased. Clear people could get it too. I told y'all that a long time ago. But Diddy got more evidence that has surfaced than Luigi. Luigi has a photo. We don't know that all of this is to be true. What we know is these are all alleged allegations. So I don't want to point the finger. I will be pulling Luigi's case as soon as I get it. Because anybody, like I said, high profile. We read high profile cases over here. So it is what it is. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. But husband and wife are representing the Diddler and Luigi. I want to say Luigi. When I hear Luigi, I always want to think Super Mario Brothers. I'm sorry. I do. In my head, it'd be like, like in my head, that's how I really I'm telling y'all, Christmas, in my head, that's how it works out. Let's get to this. In my head, that's all I hear. I'm sorry, y'all. I do. Like, Doc, don't laugh. That's really what I hear. Like, all I hear is burp, burp, burp. Because I just keep saying Luigi. And in my head, I just keep thinking Super Mario Brothers. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's move on. And then it makes me want to play it. Real bad. Like, real bad. All right. Anyway. I don't know. So, a few years back, we talked about this a few years back. It really hasn't been much noise about this situation. But it's some noise now. So T.I. is suing Sabrina Peterson. Now, if y'all don't know who Sabrina Peterson is, let me give y'all a recap real quick. Sabrina accused T.I. and Tiny. She sued them. Stating that T.I. held a weapon to her head in an altercation with T.I. and it was stemming from some stuff with Tiny and another friend of theirs or whatever. She is part of the reason why all of these allegations that came up against T.I. and Tiny kind of happened. You feel me? So let's get into it. T.I. suing Sabrina Peterson for defamation over three years after she sued the rapper and made damning allegations about him, including a claim that he once held a blicky to her head. I said it. I didn't even read it. I just told y'all what happened because I'm nosy. I be in everybody's business. In new court documents obtained, T.I. claims that he and his family ended their friendship with Sabrina, saying that she wasn't a positive influence to be around. Child. The rapper alleges that Sabrina felt spurned by this decision and in turn became obsessed with him and his family, prompting Sabrina to harass and threaten them by posting false and baseless accusations about them on social media. When she did it, she said, oh, I don't know if they're false, but I remember her saying what she said on social media. T.I. says Sabrina posted Sabrina's post about him and his family are defamatory. I don't know what's going on in social. Okay. Defamatory. And uploaded in sole interest of harassing his loved ones. The rapper says that he isn't the first person to be victimized by Sabrina online. Sabrina's online behavior came up. Others have successfully sought legal protection from her alleged antics. In my head, I could just hear T.I. saying this. T.I. is seeking unspecified damages, claiming that he has suffered from her actions. This is just the latest update in the legal saga between T.I. and Sabrina, who sued T.I. and his wife Tiny for defamation back in 2021. Now, as previously reported, Sabrina alleged that the couple smeared her good name after she spoke about the music mogul allegedly holding her at papal point to her head. He held a weapon to her head. She also previously insinuated that T.I. and Tiny gave her unwanted narcotic. I'm trying to get it together. Unwanted narcotic. And so she also previously insinuated that T.I. and Tiny gave unwanted narcotic and abused women, because I'm trying to keep it clean. I was waiting to cuss. You know you're supposed to tell me when I could cuss. Fuck. I've been waiting to say shit all day. So she said that he the look at the sound like, what the fuck? So she said that he gave her he gave out unwanted narcotics to people and essayed women. T.I. and Tiny denied the allegations at the time, with their lawyer blasting it as sordid shakedown campaign. The crazy part is the person who is representing Sabrina, oh, y'all ready, is the same person representing Lil Rod and a couple of other people. I don't know how this is going. Blackbird. That's his name, Tyrone Blackbird. That's the same person who, I don't know if he's still representing Sabrina, but he was when all of this first broke out. He was representing Sabrina. And in my opinion, I don't know if any of the cases that he is the representative of will be winners. I'm just saying. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. It's nuts. All right, let's keep it moving. So remember we talked about this dude Andrew Schultz a couple of days ago. Ice Cube says he didn't even have to raise an eyebrow when Andrew Schultz and his son O'Shea Jr. had their war of words regarding Kendrick Lamar grape jokes. Cube feels his son won the verbal combat with ease. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta keep hydrated too. Woo! I feel like I won my verbal combat with Andrew Schultz with ease. But let's get into it. Hold on. Oh, I'm going off camera for 2 seconds. I told you. I don't know why he's on my mind, Doc. I do not know why that man is in my head. Maybe because the story I'm about to read in a minute. Y'all gotta hear me blow my nose because I gotta blow it. And I am very much nasally. I ain't gonna show y'all, but y'all gonna hear me. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to be rude and make y'all hear it and watch it at the same time. Like, that's crazy to me. I don't know why Cube is in my head right now. I don't know. You gotta get out of there. So... Cube was caught up with an LAX on Thursday evening. And his take on the infamous No Vaseline disc being used as a prop in Schultz's argument that his graphic description of making love to Kendrick was fair game. So listen. I'm going to read what O'Shea had to say real quick. So O'Shea hopped on social media madness to defend K-Dot, as he did Meek Mill, Peter Rosenberg, and others. And Q tells us that Schultz should just up his game and come with better jokes. So this is what Junior had to say. He said, a metaphor about getting fucked business-wise by your manager is not the same, homie. He didn't call you a bitch. He didn't say fuck you. Didn't even say your name. And your response was butt-breaking. Shit was just crazy. Yes! So Schultz, that was a response to Schultz said, Google No Vaseline by Ice Cube. That's crazy. So somebody said he's a comedian, bro. Let it go. No, I will not. No, it wasn't funny. And we should be able to call out when it's not funny. So
O'Shea said, and O'Shea Jr. said, my post was from 2 days ago. He bring up my dad and I can't respond. Ain't no beef. I just didn't like the statement. Which is true. Like, you don't get to bring my pops into it. Dang, and I was going to bring my pops hat on here today too, because he gave me a hat and it's cute. Ooh-rah. It's an embroidered Marine Corps hat. So I was really, it's special to me. I love it. The beef has since fizzled because O'Shea Jr. said, so the beef has now fizzled. Jr. is now actively promoting his Den of Thieves 2 film. Cube has a new project on the market, his 11th album, Man Down, which came in hot after the lead single, It's My Ego, marked an all-time peak on the Billboard charts for the legendary rapper. Listen, let me say this. Y'all gotta stop thinking that somebody could come in and say something and that nobody else is gonna have nothing else to say. And especially if you're using a song from somebody to make your point, you gotta cut it out. Don't think you can keep saying shit to people and that they not gonna say nothing back to you. And you lucky he didn't find you and smack the shit out of you. And now I think that Andrew Schultz is very gay. Yeah, I do. Let's go. Like, come on, y'all. Stop. And not that being gay is a wrong thing, because it's absolutely not. You love who you love, but I feel like he DL, for real. I think he's a down low wigger. And he got too comfortable with saying the things that he said. He feels too comfortable with saying the things that he says. And I think that certain parties like Charlamagne, certain people make him feel comfortable to say the things that he says, because if that wasn't the case, then he wouldn't say them. And it's all fun and games until somebody beat your ass. Okay. I'm going to keep moving. I'm not spending too much time on Andrew and his bullshit shenanigans. I'm not. I really am not. So Tasha K still owes Cardi B money, but now they're doing investigations. And apparently what Cardi B is saying is that Tasha K has money in the Cook Island, Navid, and Georgia. Lawyers are amazing, because I don't know how they can find all of these offshore accounts. But apparently all.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All of her accounts are offshore. She's not as broke as she says she, because she's been saying she ain't got it. But apparently Carly says she does. And then all the money is in the Cook Islands and the V. And Cook Islands, Navid and Georgia, which is like, to me, crazy, because then I mean your money all over the place, and who got time? I mean, when you want money, how does that work if your money is all in all of these places? Like, it's not like you can, like, it's a bank here and you could just go to the bank and withdraw your money. How does that work? Wire transfer, thank you. But even with that being said, that's a lot of wire transfers. That's three different countries. That's a lot of work. Who wants to do all of that? I wasn't asking if it was possible. I know that wire transfers are very possible. I do wire transfers. The question was, who has time to do all of that? That was the question. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of, you got to move around. That's three different countries. No, I'm not. No. Yes, but if you hide money, she should. She shouldn't be hiding money, bitch. Stop running your mouth. This is my point. This is my point, Doc. Thank you for saying that, because I'm a, my other point. Do not run your mouth if you are not ready to suffer the consequences. So you run, not, it's one thing to run your mouth. It's a whole nother thing to lie when you run in your mouth, which happened, which is why Cardi won the lawsuit. It wasn't because Tasha was running her mouth. Tasha can say whatever she wants, freedom of speech. But you lied, and she proved that you lied, so which is why she won her money. And now you're trying to stop from paying her her money. And if this is solid, you got your money in three different countries, because at the first thought was that her money was in Africa, but allegedly that's not where her money is. If your money, but her husband does travel very often. He is from Africa. Her son is in Africa, being raised in Africa. So, you know, it's different. Their mindsets are different. But this is America, and she wants her money. And she ain't going to stop hunting you because she's a Libra until she gets her money. I'm just saying. Y'all be getting it twisted. Like, what y'all don't understand about us kind of people is when we want something, we're going to get it. I don't care where your money at. I want the money in Lviv. I want the money in Cook. I want all my money, and you're going to give it to me. Or it's a problem. I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to get it. I want my money. Oh, yeah, that explains her husband is international thing. Her husband is an African. She got married twice, here in the United States and then over in Africa. Her husband is an African. So that makes all the sense in the world. My point is this. You keep playing with that girl, but I don't care what your husband is. When we want what we want, we're going to get it. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. We will fight to the end of days until we get what it is that is ours and that we deserve. That's it. Period. Nothing nobody can say, nothing nobody can do to change our minds. No. Once our minds are set, our minds are set. It's tunnel vision, bitch. We want what we getting. So as much as y'all be talking shit, there's nothing y'all can say. We want what we want. Last story of the evening, and then I will get to the love notes. So I told y'all I'm gonna have it up by tomorrow that I do have the case which involves Sean Corey Carter and Sean Combs. I have that case. It will be up on the at tomorrow. Yeah. So just so y'all know. So by the time Wednesday comes, because we are gonna finish up with the Don Rashard case and move on to this one, because this one is crazy. But let's get into some stuff, because I got some stuff to say before we get into the case. Because now I wanna dissect this case to see where the inconsistencies lie. So Jay-Z and Diddy's accuser is speaking out for the first time. Well, she has spoken out for the first time about the allegations. But some mistakes in her story are prompting Jay-Z to ask the judge to toss the case out of court. The woman who filed as Jane Doe says she was 13 years old at the time of the alleged situation. She spoke to NBC News. Which is your first mistake? If you haven't, before I continue, if you plan on suing somebody for something like this, the last thing you should be doing is talking to the media. And you should make sure all of your facts are aligned, because we talk about powerhouses. We not talking about no regular. And this is what makes me angry with people. You're not dealing with no regular Schmegler 9-to-5 Joe. You are dealing with powerhouses, so make sure all of your stuff is together, right? But anyway, she talked to NBC News on Friday, going over what she claimed happened in 2000 or at the 2000 MTV VMA after party, VMA's after party, including a limo ride to Diddy's house and a drink that made her woozy before the alleged essay happened. Oh, child. And let me finish this. While she said the catastrophic event ruined her life, she also copped to multiple inconsistencies in her allegations. For instance, she spoke to Benji Madden at the after party, but Benji says he wasn't even in NYC at the time. She also claimed that her father picked her up from the party, but her father does not remember that. I'm speaking on the parents right now, Doc. Her father does not remember that. That's why I said we're going to go through this case. We're going like a fine tooth comb. While she claims that the alleged grape went down at the after party held at Diddy's house, there are photos showing that Diddy and Jay-Z partying at Lotus nightclub that night, although those pics do not account for their whereabouts the entire evening. Of course they were. The accuser told NBC she stands by her overall allegations, insisting those flaws in the story don't mean the great didn't happen, which is true. However, Jay-Z and his attorney, Alex Shapiro, saw her interview differently and immediately filed docs informing the judge about the new developments. In a letter obtained, Shapiro says her accusations are a sham. I will be reading that letter. We will be reading the case that has been brought forth because I have all of it. We will be talking about it because it's interesting. And like I said, y'all know me, .. I like to go through stuff with a fine tooth comb. And if there are any discrepancies, you know, I'll find them because that's what I did. But yeah, so I will. Remember the commercial, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are at? She was 13 in another state. Crazy. Listen, 2000, that commercial was no longer playing, Doc. That didn't apply. When it got to 2000s on back, it got crazy. And now we got kids thinking it's New Jersey Drive every day. We got kids hitting each other. This is not the same as you and I when we were growing up. Times are different. That commercial applied to us, not to them. They stopped playing that commercial. I know because I got a sister that's 13 years younger than me. They weren't playing that commercial anymore. My sister was born in 1992. They weren't playing that commercial anymore. No, that's not the same. You can't. And I need us to understand too, like, because all we can think about is what we were doing and us growing up. But parents are different. Obviously, well, not me, because I don't play. I know where my kid is. She upstairs in her bedroom. Going to bed because she got school in the morning. Well, she a granny, so she kind of go to bed early. Her bedtime is 10:30, but she be in the bed by like 9:30, because she be, I'm tired. She's an old lady. But those rules don't apply to those generations. Things are different. And everybody keeps saying that, but I'm like, y'all keep saying that, but most of y'all don't know where your children are. You don't have children, Doc, so this don't apply to you. But it's not the same as when we were growing up. We had a different... Our parents, most of our parents were baby boomers. We are Gen X. They are millennials. And on. The rules are not the same. Remember, these are the same kids that don't know how to use a rotary phone. These are the same kids that don't know what a payphone is. Stop looking at it from your point of view and look at it like these are a different type of children. And a lot of these children these days, I don't know what this young lady looks like because she's so technically a Jane Doe. But to be honest, a lot of these kids these days look like grown women. you can't apply yourself to these situations. You can't apply how we grew up to these situations. It's a different kind of lifestyle, and it's crazy. It's crazy. But my point is this. We will be reading through this case with a fine-tooth comb, because I'm looking for inconsistencies at this point of what she said. And I think that I am going to play her bits and pieces of her interview, because I don't play the whole thing so we don't get in trouble. Or maybe I'll just do the audio. But I will be playing bits and pieces of her interview so that we can see where the inconsistencies lie. Because unlike the other cases that Diddy has, this one, he might win. This one, he might win. And he might win it not just because of her inconsistencies, because this one, he got somebody to have his back. He finally got Jay-Z to have his back. So we will see how this goes. We will start that case on Wednesday. And that's that. I will get to all the things that I want to say after this. It is now time for me to show you guys some love. I love you guys. I do. I love you so much. I want to show love to my live audience right now. I call this live love because you're watching live with me right now. I love you. Thank you. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I appreciate you so much. I adore you, and thank you so much for watching. But these people I'm about to talk to, they're not you. These people are my listening audience. Y'all, I hate this time of year. It's just so, I'm sorry. I'm going to get my little situation together after I finish with y'all, because this is ridiculous. But anyway, these people are not, I don't give them live love. These people are the people that listen to the show. They download, they're loyal. I appreciate them so much. And there's so much love for them. And these people are my listening audience, and I love them so much. So it's time for the love notes. How do we come up with the title, the love notes? Well, I used to call it love dot, used to call it show notes. I was never. And never. So we bickered back and forth for a while, and then eventually we came to a compromise. Listen, there's no love without compromise, but know this. Compromise is rare for me, especially because the girl paid for everything. So compromise is rare, okay? But with him, we bickered, we did, and then we came to the compromise that we would just call the love notes, and it's been that ever since. And I love the way that just runs off, rolls off my tongue. I love love notes. I do. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a conversation notebook. I'm here to tell y'all, I didn't. It was a lot of papers. It was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, and countries on there. So we've gone green. We don't do that anymore. No, we've gone green. And now only do countries, because the list is getting longer. And that's too many cities and states to be calling off. So now we just do countries. But I love y'all so much for it. Thank you. This is to my listening audience. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love. I love you guys. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Thank you for being loyal and dedicated and holding the girl down, because Lord knows it's hard out here. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you so much. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. And thank you for bearing with me through my nasally situation. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you for being dedicated and loyal. And I love you. I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi,
Thanks. I love you. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh, I feel so special. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. So amazing. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, Denmark, and Jamaica. I wish I had the horn so I could be like, bow, 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 Jamaica. Hi, babies. Thank you for all of the love, and I appreciate you so much. I promise you I do. This is extraordinary. I love the love. Doc said, worldwide, if you are given trust to see your child do right by your child, bring them home to their father or mother. I'm going to throw that in there safely because men do this too. It's not just women. I hate that bias thing. You know, I don't do that. So bring them back to the parent that they live with safely. Shit. Fuck. Top flight. Catch the vibes. If you own old money, pay up. You can't hide it in the shoebox under your bed. You can. They might come get it though. Oh yeah, we checking them offshore accounts too, for sure, because apparently Cardi was like, oh no bitch, I want my money. Listen, I want my money. We don't play that. Some things I don't play about, but what I don't play about is running my money. Like if I you and you tarnish my name, you said I had STD and all kinds of stuff. Yes, run me my money. You slandered my name and I sued you and I won and I want my money. Give me my money. But Tasha said she ain't got it. She been saying she ain't got it though. But run me my money. I want it. I want it. Run me my money. Listen, it's time for me to say it. Run me my money. I'm not playing with you. Run me my money. All right, so it's been on the screen all night long. You could join the conversation, drop a comment, call in, or text. The number's 443-780-5978. Dag nabbit, 443-780-5978. The line is always open throughout the podcast. It's up to you to dial the number, or text, or drop a comment. It's up to you. If you want to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, baby. Like, share, subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. It's greatly appreciated. Don't ever get it twisted. And I love you in advance. Thank you. I do, man. Listen. I don't take requests. Why? Because any music videos that I have played thus far, I haven't played any in a while, but when I do play them, I have permission to play them. I wouldn't play them unless I did have permission. Written, visual, audio, electronic, I don't care what it is. I got permission, and that's why I play them. As far as what my DJ does, y'all not getting ready to get on his nerves. Y'all not about to. Leave him alone. Let him rock out and do his thing. And everything will be copacetic. All right. I think that's fair. That's a fair thing, but we don't take requests. Join our coffee community so I don't have to wait to ask if it's okay for me to cuss. I just want to cuss all the time. Plus, I want to have salacious, titillating, taboo conversations, and I want y'all to join in with me. So join the coffee community so we can do so, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big shout out to our DJ, Rukazi. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, DJ Rukazi. We appreciate you so much, sir. Make sure y'all check in on Friday for the next Fire Mix, because it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be Fire Friday really, really soon. I got some things to say after this. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. That's the hub to all things ambitiously. You can go listen to the podcast. You can watch the podcast. You can listen to the radio station. You can buy some great skin and hair care products. Look at that. Look at that. I want to say about a year ago, I probably was working with this right here. Yes. You can get all that over there. You can get some merch, all that good stuff. Go over there and check it out. We even got stuff for the fellas. All of our products, as far as skincare and hair care products, are unisex. So they are for both female and male. If you want to work on your beard game, we got you. Hair game, we got you. We got you. And I stand by these products. I do. I use them myself. I use them in my head, my daughter's head. My skin and my daughter's skin and me left a very luscious and beautiful life. Anyway, but yeah, go over there and check it out. Go over there to our website and check it out. It's on the screen. Yeah, I'm adding more products actually in a couple more days. There's a lot going on right now. It's a lot going on. Radio shows coming. We got The Rise, and then we got The Grind. The Rise is a morning show. Grind is a midday show. Also, I'm going to be doing another segment to this podcast. It's called Cattails. Because I'm tired of snitching on myself. I'm not tired of snitching on myself. I want to tell stories about, because I sat down and thought about it. My life prior to me doing this, and I have so many stories that I could tell, interesting stories, so I would like to tell them. So I'm gonna do a new segment. I'm working on that. I'm planning that right now, and it's called Cattails. So I will be telling some stuff. I will be changing people's names. I'm not gonna tell anybody's actual names, but I will be telling their stories that involve me. Not stories that do not involve me, but their stories. I'm going to change their names that all involve me. I got a couple. So we're going to be doing that real soon. So there's a lot going on right now. So work with me. Shit. Work with me. All right, let's see what's going on over here. Doc said hit that like button and tune in. Live show. Live radio show. We are broadcasting live right now from YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and also the radio station. And he said, get the app. And yes, sir, do all of that. We appreciate you, Doc. Thank you, baby. We appreciate you. Listen, there's a lot going on right now. Next week, I will be doing a show on Monday. I will be doing a show on Tuesday, but I will not be doing a show on Wednesday because it is Christmas. And I want to spend Christmas with my family. So I won't be doing a show on Wednesday. And then I'll be back that following Friday. Just so, so you know what the schedule is. I'm not doing Monday, Tuesday, and Friday are show days. Because I'm going to spend all the time I can. Y'all, I lost another uncle. I lost my uncle last month. Shout out to Uncle Bobo. But then I lost my Uncle Bubba this month. So it's a lot. And so I feel very inclined to spend time with my family right now. I lost my other uncle over the weekend. And it's a lot. It's heavy. So I want to spend time with my family members. And that's what I'm going to do. So I will not talk to y'all on Christmas. I love you in advance. Okay? I do. But I'm not going to be here. I'm going to spend time with my family. Thank you, babe. It's heavy. It's heavy. But it is what it is. So... Nah, I ain't going to be here Wednesday. I'm going to spend time with my family next Wednesday. But for the rest of this week, I'll be here. Just not next Wednesday. I'm not going to be here at all. And it's Christmas. You should be spending time with your family on Christmas. So it is what it is. All right. Mama say, Mama Sama Makusa. I promise you this meditation. You know what's crazy? I saw a clip of, oh my gosh, I'm gonna start using that clip too at the beginning of the show with Eddie Murphy. I can't remember who his counter actress was, but they were supposed to be in a meditation in spa or whatever, and they're all meditating and they're doing their chants and stuff, and then he's like, Mama say, Mama Sama Makusa. I was like, yo, I swear to goodness. I'm going to start using it. And I think
the clip that I saw it from has Libra on it. So I was like, that's so fitting because I do that all the time because I'll be in here like, Mama, say Mama, Simon, Mama, Kusa. So yeah, I'm going to start using that. And that's that. So it is now time for me to say the things that I say at the end of every show. Which is mind your business, except for on Media Mondays like today, where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell. And I want y'all to be nosy with me because it's fun. Not so much on the tapping. I'll be trying not to tell people's business on the tapping. Sometimes it trickles out. Wet and Wired, I tell my own business on the wiretap. If you have a case and you're depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, foul, whatever else bad I could think of, human being, and your high profile, we're reading your case. You should have one. And I got a couple of cases on my agenda right now, and we're going to read them. So, yeah, look forward to it. Shouldn't be depraved. Shouldn't be heinous. You shouldn't be sinister. And my partner in crime, no, we don't commit crimes. My partner in good, Doc, is going to help me. I'm sorry. Because y'all be committing crimes and y'all got me tongue-tied right now. I don't like it. But anyway, so that's what it is. Oh, if y'all don't notice, I have on purple because my team won on Sunday. Go Ravens. But anyway, yeah, so if you have a court case, we reading it. So just don't have a court case. Don't be depraved, foul, or sinister, or any of the other words that I said. Just don't be that, and I won't read your case, fucker. Okay. Love your babies, hug your babies, and tell your babies that they are the gold, the greatest of all times. I am big on encouraging your babies. Listen, the thing is, you think when you send your kids out here to school that the teachers is going to do it. You forget that they got like maybe 25 to 31 other students that they got to deal with, and you expect them to encourage your child. No, baby, that's your job. You do it. You encourage them before they leave and you encourage them when they come back because who else is going to do it but you? That's your job. Do it. Stupid. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever else it is that they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. What I will tell you is get yourself a mic. That's because me and my daughter was talking about microscopes early. Get yourself a telescope. Not the cheap kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with. Just get you a good one, a big one. I'm gonna give y'all an example real soon. Get you a good one, a big one. One you and your children or your child can go outside and look at the sky with. Maybe you'll discover a planet, maybe some new stars, some constellations, some freaking asteroids that's gonna head to the earth. I don't know. You might discover something, but the point is, don't get that little cheap ass one that you be looking through your neighbor window with, you perv. Get a good one and go out there with your babies and spend some time. Okay. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, freaking, I know they got engineers over there too. I don't know. It's NASCAR. All I do know is that they got a need for speed. And at one point in time, I used to love muscle cars, and I will forever love a muscle car. I love muscle cars. Oh, I do. Woo! I do. Okay. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to say Mama Sama Makusa. But whatever it is that they want to do, just encourage them to be great at it. That's your job. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Time for me to get it together, because child, these fair women is becoming, and I be trying to give them to y'all. Y'all act like y'all don't want them. But I'm telling you, for the greater good of everybody, stay in your lane. My lane, your lane is not the same. Your lane is over there, my lane is over here. They should not be crossing. Ever should they ever be crossing. You jump into my lane, you're going to get somebody you don't want. And I always tell y'all, don't break the glass. Don't push the button. She is not nice. I'm nice in general. I'm nice to everybody I meet, but I have my breaking points. And if I ever reach my breaking point, you're going to get her and you don't want her because she's not nice. Not nice at all. She's a bitch. You don't want her.
You don't want her at all. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. I gotta fix her, though, because I don't like how she sounds. But she's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Or at least her first before I get to it, though. Even purr, bitches! Ah! Or her, because when Kat is purring, child. Because when Kat is purring, Kat is happy. Happy. Happy girl. AU big purr bitches again. It is like Kat, but you don't want that first one. She's not nice. And I be trying to tell people, like, I'm so sweet and kind. So if you push me to that point, then that means you fucked up. And all the Harleys coming out. My Harleys, my dog Harley, because she got some jaws. And she gonna bite the shit out you. And then I'm coming out. And it's going to be ugly. And who needs that? What usually happens when you cross into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane and everything will be good. That's all. I just be trying to keep everybody happy. That's all. I'm a peacemaker until I'm not. Anyway. Mama say, mama say, mama say. Let me meditate real quick. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. I'm leaving you alone today, Petty Boots. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I'm nasally. I got sinus issues, and I just don't feel like digging in your soul. But you obviously have not been listening to me. Maybe you should. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you gotta be like, fuck that shit. I'm going to save my energy and strength for the war. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago. I don't know if y'all was listening. But they was young when they told y'all. And we was young when they was saying it. They said that there was a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And you can run, but you can't high five in these streets that we done took. Oh, I'm going to stop. Mama say, mama say, mama baku stop. Because I'm really get it together because I want to do the song so bad. Anyway, they told y'all that. I don't know if y'all was listening, but listen here. Fuck the battle, worry about the war. That's all I'm saying. I'm worried about the war. I don't know what the fuck you got going on. Be yourself. Don't let nobody tell you how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to move. None of that shit. Because they not in control over you. You do what the fuck you want to do, and especially when you pay all the bills. But even if you don't pay all the, like, fuck, you're an individual. We were given free will for a reason, and nobody can control you or tell you what the fuck to do, even when they think they can. They can't. They can't. So be you. Be authentically you. You can't make anybody happy. They have to make themselves happy because happiness starts with that. All you can do is worry about your happiness. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy, baby. Can't make them happy. Okay? Okay. Like, they'll have one beef and you'll try to fix that and then they'll find something else to bitch about. So fuck them. Worry about you. Even if you came in this world as a twin, you came in by yourself. I couldn't even get that together. You came in this world by yourself, even if you are a twin and you're going to leave by yourself. So focus on you. Don't worry about nobody else and what they want. Mm-mm. Focus on you. That's important. And dream big. And don't let nobody tell you that your dreams are impossible, that they can't happen, because they can. But in order for them to happen, you must execute. Execution is key. And I think I said everything I wanted to say tonight, man. I think, what are you looking at? You looking at this purple? Sorry. What's up? What's up, Rock Baby? Hi, boo. I see you. But I think I said everything I wanted to say tonight. Because all of those things that I just said mean something to me. And that's why I say them every night. And I encourage y'all. I try to encourage y'all. But I think I'm done preaching for the night. So make sure that y'all stay tuned for the official announcement date of when we will start going live on the radio station. Make sure y'all stay tuned for Cat Tales because I'm telling some stories. I'm just changing names. But with that being said, I got to get up out of here, y'all. I got a child to get ready for school tomorrow.
It's a weird week. I can't wait for winter break, which is next. Next week. So I'm so happy. Anyway, bye, y'all. Love y'all. See y'all tomorrow for the tapping. Bye. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here, man. I need some medicine. Bye.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.